and thanks for joining me on another episode of the One Woman's Opinion podcast. I hope that you are all staying safe. I've had a very hard few weeks between dealing with extremely painful tennis elbow flare-ups and what I originally thought was that I was catching a cold, but it turned out to be COVID-19. Now, I don't want to get into any debates on whether or not COVID is real or if it's a conspiracy, because I'm one of the biggest conspiracy theorists you can find. And trust me, whatever this is, they label it as COVID-19. It's definitely not a regular cold, and it's definitely not a normal flu. But basically, between those two issues, it's been very, very difficult for me to write, to type, to do basically anything. So please keep that in mind if I start rambling. I don't have as many notes as I would like to have because of those things. So like I said, if I start to ramble, please forgive me, but usually the notes keep me from doing that. But that being said, neither pain or cold or flu or COVID will keep me away for too long. I like to keep my promise. I am always here for you. And those of you that I reached out to know that because I have answered your emails, and I will dedicate episodes to your questions later on. I do also want to apologize in advance, not only for my voice, it may sound a little bit different. I may end up having a little bit of a cough or a sniffle, so I do apologize. And I have my trusty ginger tea here, and it works wonders for my throat. So every once in a while, I may take a sip of that. And I do also have my little Yorkie here with me. I'll put some pictures up on all my socials of him. He's been such a great, great comfort while I've been sick. But he does make a lot of noises when he sleeps. He snores, grunts, and burps, and makes all type of noises. And he sounds like a fully grown human male. like I said, just a little apology in advance. And as you can see, the title of this episode is Family, Blood versus Water. And just a little disclaimer or warning, this episode may make some people angry or feel some kind of way, but it's a topic that I feel strongly about and I wanted to discuss. I've had more than one person write to me about family issues, and we all have them. Whether they're small issues or larger issues, we all have some sort of family issue. And as I said a few minutes ago, I will dedicate an episode just specifically to your family issue that you wrote into me about. But like I said, for the time, family, blood versus water, this is going to be something that I want to discuss. And it does cover some of the things that you guys reached out to me about. But as usual, before we get started, for this and all future episodes, I will state the following. Please note, I am not a therapist or a doctor. I am simply a very opinionated woman that wants to help as many people as possible. If you're experiencing mental health concerns, please reach out to a professional. Or if you feel that you are in danger, please call 911 or your local emergency services for immediate assistance. Family, our flesh and blood, the ones who are expected to love us, protect us, uplift us, be loyal to us. Family. I found a couple of definitions for the word family, of course. And one definition states a group consisting of parents and children living together in a household related by birth, marriage, or adoption. Then I found a shorter one, and it just states all descendants of a common ancestor. And these definitions are accurate, they're correct. Being related by blood biologically makes you family. Being married into someone's family makes you family, or being adopted. So they're all correct. However, over time, the meaning of family has evolved to include non-blood related individuals. It's become possible that the meaning of family has nothing to do with blood or genetics, and everything to do with people that encourage you, show you tenderness, kindness, respect, loyalty, and of course, love. When it comes to family, there's one phrase that I've seen time and time again. I've seen it on different social medias. I've heard people say it. I even saw someone with a tattoo of this phrase. And that phrase is, family is family. And what that means in relation to how I've seen the phrase used, including the tattoo, because I asked the person, what does that mean? So in relation to how I've seen family is family, means that no matter what your family does to you, they're still your family and still a part of your life. And you should always be there for them, no matter what the situation, just because this person shares a blood ties with you. And that bothers me. It bothers me a great deal because it leaves too much open, too many possible scenarios. You know, what it says to me is that no matter how badly your family treats you, you're supposed to still forgive, forget, and still be in contact with this person, because they're your family, and family is family after all, right? Well, I don't know about you, but to me, that's one of the most dangerous, dysfunctional, idiotic, and toxic things I've ever heard of, ever. Like, I mean, so someone who has the mindset that family is family, or family above all else, to me is pushing the idea that you should stick around even if your family member is abusive to you, or abusive to your children, or your spouse, or your partner. You're expected to move on and, oh, you know, I'm just going to go sit next to him at the family get together, at the family barbecue, as if nothing ever happened. That's insane. And don't get me wrong, I'm not anti-family. I love my family, I really do, but I'm not going to tolerate abuse or disrespect from a stranger. And I certainly won't tolerate it from family. You know, as I mentioned earlier, family isn't just about who you're related to by blood or marriage anymore. You know, the best explanation that I can give is this. I have lifelong friends that over the years have made a crossover. I need some more tea. Sorry. They've made a crossover from friend to family. And on the flip side, I have family, blood relatives, close blood relatives that I can't even call friend. You know, go figure. And as sad as that is, for however sad that is, guess what? There's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes that's how things are. And that's that. That's how things are, and that's that. There are some situations that there's no coming back from. You can't force any kind of relationship. You can't force a bond just because someone's related to you by blood. If there isn't respect, loyalty, love, there can be nothing. And that goes for any relationship. You name a kind of relationship, and those things, respect, loyalty, love, Oh, I forgot. Trust. Trust, respect, loyalty, love. If you don't have those things, there can be nothing. You know, don't let people remain in your life and continue to disrespect or hurt you for the sake of family being family. You know, in all honesty, sometimes family's the first one to hurt you or take advantage of you. I'm sure most of you figured out, if not all of you, I mean, it's not too hard to figure out, but I'm sure most of you figured out how I got my title for this episode. I use the idiom, blood is thicker than water. And it's pretty self-explanatory, meaning that the family bonds will always be stronger than the bonds of friendship or love. That's what that idiom means. And if you haven't figured it out yet, I think that idiom is a load of crap. It may be true in some cases, but definitely not in all cases. So, in my final opinion on family, blood versus water, it's basically my opinion is this. Don't allow people to remain in your life if they hurt you in any way or if you feel uncomfortable around them. Whether they're blood or water, don't get stuck in the mindset that family is family. And I'm not saying you can't forgive people. You can. That's your right. You can forgive them. But what I'm saying is, it's okay not to be around them, whether you forgive them or not. Treat people accordingly. Don't let anyone make you feel bad or guilty or shame you because you may not want to be a part of a particular family member's life. You're allowed to pick your family. You're allowed to pick your tribe. There's nothing wrong with that. It's your life. It's your decision. It's about creating your safe space. And all of this is just one woman's opinion. And trust me, I've made some family members upset with me over the years with some of my decisions. But my life is a lot less stressful because of my decisions. I cannot thank you enough for taking the time to listen and for your patience with me while I'm still getting over some of these COVID symptoms and my elbow pain. You know, if you're looking for different kinds of podcasts, please find me on Twitter at womansone and check out my followers list. I'm going to try to always give a little shout out to one of them at the end of each episode. There are a lot of great different genres of podcasts on my followers list. And today's shout out is for Jacob Randall and his podcast, Crime of Your Life. Jacob has a soothing voice that holds your attention to the true crime stories on his podcast. You can tell that he really cares about the people involved and does very good research. Again, that's Jacob Randall and his podcast, Crime of Your Life. Check him out. You won't be disappointed. And again, if you haven't done so already, please subscribe to my podcast, One Woman's Opinion, and leave a kind review. If you're unable to leave a review, then that's fine. Just tell people about the podcast and, you know, maybe we can help it grow and help more people, have more people write in, and, you know, we can all help. I'll always leave all my contact information in the show notes, but you can reach me, as I said a few minutes ago, on Twitter at womansone, it's womansone, on Facebook at One Woman's Opinion, I'm also on Instagram at official_onewomansopinion, and you can always email me at official1womansopinion1@gmail.com. Remember, I'm always here for you. Even if I get sick, I don't put out an episode for more than a couple of weeks, I'm still here for you in all these forms that you can reach me. You're not alone. Be safe, be kind. Till next time.